This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing. And Naomi, a three-day weekend, no trading taking place. It opens up here today. What are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, kind of a mixed day here. So soybeans started a little bit higher, then they traded lower just on ideas that the South American country, Brazil, did get some rainfall. We're still not sure if it's enough to fix the parched soil that's there, but then, there, of course, there are some forecasts coming for additional rain. But looking over at corn and wheat, those markets trading higher today. A little bit of more turmoil in the Black Sea region, along with some decent weekly export inspections for corn, beans, and wheat, pushing those markets higher today.
Let's switch over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. We received a lot of information in the way of reports on Friday. What did we learn?
So the cattle on feed report had higher placements and higher cattle on feed than expected. The on feed number coming in at 102% was what was expected. The actual number at 102.7. Placement number coming in at 98%. Expectations were for 96%. Marketing coming in at 92.6 and trade was expecting 93.4. So because of that, the cattle market this morning actually opened up a little bit lower because the news was negative compared to what was expected, but now are starting to trade higher.
That was Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
At midday, March corn is up 4¾ at 477¾. January soybeans down 0¼ cent at 1299½. On the Merck, February live cattle up $1.05 at 169.57. January feeder cattle up 7 cents at 222.82. February lean hogs down $1.72 at 69.62. February pork cutout unchanged at 81.72. And class 3 milk up 5 cents at 15.48. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.